Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean today. Well, I've got a real surprise for you. Everybody in Savannah knows these guys as the Russo Brothers, and they're kind of the king of seafood here in Savannah. And we're going to go to their house, and they are going to show us how they make oysters Rockefeller. So just watch.
But Charlie and I were down on a fishing a couple of years ago on Father's Day at a place I have on the Gulf Coast. And it was Sunday. We went to a little small local church. It had about 30 people in the church. And when it was over with, the priest got up and said, "You mind introducing yourself? I see we got a few new people here in the church." And Charlie quickly gets up, you know, and he says, "I'm Charlie Russo from Savannah, Georgia. I'm here with my younger brother, and we're just here fishing for the weekend." And he sits down. Well, I get up and I say, "My name's Vincent. I'm his younger brother, like he said, and also his better looking brother." And I sat down real quick. I got the last word, I thought.
You
thought
you had.
Charlie got up and says, does a 360, and he says, "Now y'all be the judge," and sits back down.
Did they ever vote, Charlie?
Oh, yes. It was unanimous, Paula. Why you ask that question?
What's the age difference between you two guys?
I'm 5 years younger.
Okay.
You couldn't tell it, though.
Vincent spoke up quick.
Yeah, he did. I always look up to him, though, because he's 6'3".
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Y'all remind me of the Dean brothers.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that y'all could join us today, because I'm here with two legends here in Savannah, the Russo brothers. This is Charlie, and this is Vincent. And they have owned
Russo Seafood
for how many years?
Well, it goes back, we're in
who
about 70
that
yet.
Business?
I'm gonna go a little further than that. Our grandfather, A.C. Matthews, okay? He came
over. Are you kin to the Matthews Seafood?
Yeah, my mother's a Matthews.
Okay.
It's all in the family now.
Okay, so Trey is your
cousin.
I love those guys. So dadgum, your mother was a Matthews.
Yeah. So it started, my grandfather was born here in America, okay, here in Savannah. And he was on the waterfront, started with all the seafood on the waterfront. Then when he was old enough to go back, my Uncle Louie, which is my godfather, and my Uncle Frank, they were still in Italy. They were born over there.
So y'all are Italian.
Oh, man, Paula, you pick up on everything.
I know it. I'm smart like that, Charlie. So believe it or not, y'all, this is not a talk show today. This is actually a cooking show. Now, who's the cook out of the two of y'all?
I'm the cook.
Well,
Charlie's the provider.
He's got.
I hope you brought the shrimp.
Oh my God! You didn't tell me, did you?
You forgot the shrimp.
No, I didn't, Paula.
we've
got a little surprise for an appetizer that we got.
Okay, well that's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
I was trying to get to the food.
Okay, Paula, we're going to take a little break right now,
okay.
I think, and we'll go upstairs and get a little appetizer.
Okay, that's great. And, well, Charlie and I'll be sitting here waiting on you.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And I'm going to get the skinny on you. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Okay, Paul, I see you looking through my book.
I have been enjoying, whoa.
Look at here, one of my favorite recipes is the oyster Rockefeller.
Look at how quickly she grabbed that fork.
That's for me, though. I think you were handing it to me.
Yes. I was handing it to you, Charlie. What am I thinking?
Charlie, you know what they say about people like that? You'd rather clothe them than feed them, huh? Okay, one bite, baby. They'll tell me what you truly think about it now.
Look at the liquor down in there.
Oh, that's the juicy part. I pour a little bit of fresh juice on every one of them. Then after
oyster
I shuck
liquor.
Them. Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that what you pour on
them? That's a Bluffton, South Carolina oyster. My sushi chef's holding them back there.
Is it too hot?
Oh, hot.
Is it?
We're too bold. We go.
Let's do that again, Paul. Come on.
I ain't going to spit.
Is it that hot, really?
My tongue is delicate.
Okay, baby.
Oh, Vincent.
Hi, Paul, you were asking about what I do with this. I did the first thing that you really like, I had to put butter in them.
Okay? Yes.
So if you're doing about 16 ounces of canned spinach, I like it better than actually the fresh spinach. I melt a stick of butter.
With the canned, you use canned
I use canned,
spinach.
And Elizabeth, you mean you use canned spinach? The green spinach does not give you the same texture. It does. And you see how good, you keep eating them there, you won't have room for the low country
later. I know, I'm going to have another one, though.
Go ahead. But anyway.
Oysters, I melt the butter down. Like air.
I mince up an onion, cook the onion down, put 3 or 4 bay leaves in it, and then I put a little salt and pepper. And I come back with the spinach and mix that in with Progresso seasoned breadcrumbs, and that gives it a little more base to, you know, to base it down on.
Yeah.
And
that helps soak up some of that oyster liquor.
Correct, correct. And then after I shuck all of these and loosen them, I save the juices and I come back. I actually pour juice back in every one of them, so you got the true salt flavors, nothing fake. And
well,
then we put a little, a little drop or two of Worcestershire sauce, Parmesan cheese, and just broil it till it gets warm.
Are y'all counting? Are y'all counting how many
I made?
No, you can eat
them. You threw up on us.
Hey. I fixed this a couple
Charlie
of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
I fixed this on a Monday night. I had this with my crab cakes.
The same oyster?
I got the crab cakes. I picked right off the dock, did the crab cake, did the oyster Rockefeller on Monday night. My wife got home from work. She said, "This is Monday night." I said, "Yeah." She said, "What, are you trying to get lucky tonight?"
Did she? Or did you?
You'll have to ask her.
Who's the lucky one?
You know what an Italian that thinks he's in control of his wife is?
What?
What you call him? A bachelor.
Hey, Mike,
Michael.
How's it going, buddy?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're
just
here.
Just in time.
Hey, Mike, good to see you
brothers.
Again, buddy.
You take my seat and
stand. No,
yeah, take my fork, too.
Hey.
The best I've ever eaten.
You talked me into it.
Out of
much,
this
huh?
world. I've eaten, well, Charlie can tell you because he's been counting.
She's eaten a majority of them.
Oh, that was delicious.
Did you drink the liquor?
Yeah, he did.
She's going back for his juice, right?
I'm blown away that you use canned spinach. That's canned spinach, Michael.
It's delicious.
Eat some more.
I'm telling you, they're out of this world. And I don't particularly care for oysters Rockefeller.
Oh, I do.
Oh, we couldn't have told the way you golloped them things. Damn, gee, Manetti.
That's what I'm saying.
She ate 6 of them before we could turn
Buzzard,
around.
They are delicious. They God, are delicious.
God, I'd hate to see if you really liked them.
I know.
Mike, you know what we said earlier?
What's that?
We'd rather clothe her than feed her.
Listen, y'all stay tuned because we're going to have a good time with these three Savannah boys. Vincent's wife is going to join us, Monica. We're going to walk out on the end of their dock, y'all. And one of the things that Vincent is famous for in this area is his low country boil. So he's going to show us exactly how he does it. And you make a homemade chicken sausage, right?
Homemade thigh-meat chicken.
I can't hardly wait. So y'all stay tuned and we're going to learn how to make chicken sausage. Not?
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all back in a minute. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed with What's Cooking with Paula Deen today. Hope you learned some things and hope you enjoyed the scenery and meeting the Russo brothers. And until next time, y'all, love and best dishes.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble.
Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.